This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President Obama has moved to expand the world's largest protected marine area northwest of the main Hawaiian Islands on the Midway Atoll. The national monument was originally created by President George W. Bush. Obama's action will expand the monument from 140,000 square miles in the Pacific to 580,000 square miles. In Alaska, where 125 moose, often weighing half a ton, are killed in collisions with vehicles, the state requests the roadkill be harvested and distributed to the poor. Department of Homeland Security has proposed a new rule that would grant foreign entrepreneurs temporary entry for up to 5 years on a case-by-case basis if they have an active and central role in a significant ownership stake in an American company. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has created a fix-it form that borrowers can send to their loan servicers. Agency is urging lenders to use the form as a way to clearly communicate with borrowers and vice versa. Some researchers are claiming that night lighting through satellite photos taken at night in poor countries may help determine the extent and numbers of families in poor communities and countries that cannot afford regular census programs. 11 years after Katrina, women have not shared equally in the recovery. Women out of the workforce have risen from 9 to 19% in 2014, with 30% in poverty, up from 27%. And homeless women has risen from 27% in 2011 to 39% of the homeless population in 2013. A federal judge has ruled that transgender individuals can use whatever bathroom they want at the University of North Carolina, and that it is unlikely North Carolina will win the case on its transgender choice ban. 25 states have passed the National Caregivers Act, requiring hospitals to provide patients the opportunity to designate a family caregiver, inform them when their loved one is discharged or sent home, and give them video medical instructions. A Pew survey of 2,000 families in 2014 indicated that among lower-income families, 85% would choose financial stability above moving up the income ladder because of illiquidity rather than insolvency. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.